231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, June 26, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Stacy coming on and talking about this laser light therapy new to our area. They've had these machines available all across the state of Michigan, all across the country, actually, cutting edge technology, computer edge lasers. It is amazing. Actually, if you go to CELasers.com, is the company's website, is where Dr. Gary Willey purchased this technology from and has it available for us here in northern Michigan in Sheboygan. They also have, for you listening downstate, they have locations there. You can just click on it to find a clinic near you. It offers the technology as well. Again, CELasers.com. But for those of us up here in northern Michigan, the investment's been made. The machine is available. All you have to do is give Stacy a call, and they'll ask you those qualifying questions and schedule an appointment. They're there Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays for right now. But as they get busier and busier, I got a feeling Stacy might be setting up special appointments with you either for Thursday, Friday, and they will take care of you. Absolutely love those guys. Dr. Gary, he's a magical chiropractor. Absolutely love Dr. Gary. He's fantastic. So give him a call. Again, 231-627-4300 and tell him you heard about it here on Trucker Randy's show. One of the things that I think we're looking at is these power plants down in Livingston County, Conway Township. Longtime friend, Patriot Greg, said, "My township planning commission had a meeting last night. A solar permit was on the agenda. Ranger Power was to speak. However, they were a no-show. Conflicting schedule?" Right. Well, here's the deal. And Greg, I want to reiterate, and I'm going to ask Ian Murphy about this again, just to make sure we clearly understand what you guys should be doing there in Livingston County, much like what they're doing in Otsego County, what we're doing up in Sheboygan County. There's pending litigation happening, but you don't want to show up at the Planning Commission meetings with your pitchforks. You don't want to show up in arms and stand up during public comment and tell them, you know, not in my backyard. We don't want this here. We don't want it. Don't approve this. That's my opinion. And I don't want you guys to do this. I don't think it's good for our community. I don't think it's good for our land. I don't think it's good for that, those chemicals to be seeping into our underground water aquifers, poisoning our wells. Don't want it. Don't go down that road. Actually, don't show up at all. Just let them have their meetings. You can watch the meetings online. Most of them now have a Facebook page live or YouTube video, whatever. Let them pass it. But then you need an attorney to step in and file a lawsuit. And because they passed it, you have the ability to sue in court locally. It'll stay in your Livingston County. If you fight it, and your zoning commissioners, your planning commissioners, listen to you, the public, and they don't approve it, then these electric projects, these solar projects, can bypass and go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission under Public Act 233 and get their permit from the state, bypassing any opportunity for you to sue in a local court. Because if you allow the Michigan Public Service Commission to approve the permit and then file a lawsuit, it goes to the state court. It's a legal thing. We're going to talk about it with Ian Murphy. I'm getting people from all over the state of Michigan texting me saying, we've heard about what you guys are doing up there in North Country fighting these projects. We want to know how to do it. We want to know what to do. Greg says, Ranger Power was supposed to answer questions regarding their application. That's correct. That is the process for the Planning Commission or the Zoning Commission to be able to go through the process of either approving or not approving the permit. Now, with them not able to answer those questions, obviously your Planning Commission can't move forward either approving or denying their permit application. Absolutely 100% correct. So what they're going to do is they're going to table it to the next meeting, or maybe they might even call a special meeting based on this company's availability to maybe a time and place location where nobody is able to attend. Is that a possibility? I'm not sure. But here's the point. You want to make sure that they approve it at the local level. You want all this to stay in the local level. And if that can happen, then you can sue at the local level. You do not want this to go to a state court. You get down there, and they are liberal, they're progressive, they will absolutely approve this. Greg says, yep, Randy, that's exactly what they did. Yep. It is a strategy. I've seen this time and time and time and time again. Been doing this for quite a few years, even before I was on the radio. If they think there is a planned resistance to the permit, they've heard rumors, they've seen social media posts on Facebook, people telling people to show up tonight at 7 o'clock at the local planning commission meeting and you know, say your piece. Absolutely speak out against this project. We don't want it. Well, if they feel or sense that there's going to be a big, large, massive turnout, they won't show up. They'll simply wait you guys out, wait for you to calm down, and then they'll probably ask for what's called a pop-up. They do a pop-up meeting. They don't widely advertise it. They may not even post it on their local municipal page that it's even happening. I've seen that quite a few times. And as a result, they have the meeting with nobody there. The commissioners, the members of the Planning Commission or the Zoning Board meet with them almost basically one-on-one, even though it's an Open Meetings Act. You have the right to be there. You have the right to listen to the conversation. Now, you don't get to interrupt. Once they go into their session, public comment's over. You got to sit on your hands, put tape over your mouth, and just sit there and listen. They'll ask the questions. They'll answer the questions. And then they may move to take a vote on it. Let's vote to approve it. Please, please, please let them do that. Then you can get a hold of Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney. David is a fantastic attorney who's boilerplated all these documents. All he's got to do is pull up the complaint and change the name from Otsego County to Livingston County. That's all he's got to do. When he does that, he then saves it and is able to file it electronically online from his office in Gaylord. He can file the lawsuit in your community for you guys. Now, he's doing this, of course, with a very nominal fee, but it's going to save you a ton of money compared to other attorneys who do not have his experience in fighting these type of cases. He's already studied the laws. He already knows the case precedents. He already knows how to do it. So what you're basically doing is getting an attorney who's willing to not charge as much because he's already done all the research. He already has the documents prepared, ready to file. Again, he just has to change them from Otsego to your county, and he can file them electronically with the courts. Get a couple of your concerned citizens together, have everybody throw $100 into the hat, and get it done. But I think there's a new paradigm shift. Yes, Greg, call me later after the show. If I don't answer, I got a couple of meetings today. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. One of the things that you have to understand is that this is something that I think is going to turn into a legal battle over this Public Act 233, as well as these solar projects. They're going to die and go away, and I'm going to tell you why. Donald Trump, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, all the components that is in that bill, well, guess what? The funding, the federal dollars that Biden had put toward these projects is drying up. There's not going to be the money available to these electric companies to build these projects. And as a result, with the money drying up, they're going to die and go away. Slowly but surely, you're going to see a lot of these pending deals basically die on the vine. As these get tied up in court to delay them from going through, I think you're going to see these projects become dinosaurs. They're going to be extinct and they're going to die and go away. Without the federal dollars, there's no incentive for these electric companies to do this. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. One of the other things I think is happening too is Donald Trump in his agenda executive orders getting rid of the electric vehicle mandate. However, that's just one component for the necessity of power in this country. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, along with these large data centers, AI, artificial intelligence, all of this stuff sucks electricity out of the grid. It is a huge burden on our old, outdated electric grid that needs to be updated. Now, I think, personally, Donald Trump, based on available technology, is going to go with nuclear. I would love for him to consider going hydrogen. I think the creation and abundance of hydrogen power is coming. The technology's there. They just need to convert people from internal gas or diesel combustion engines, getting away from these type of power plants, to incorporate some kind of hybrid or totally hydrogen-powered engines. It's affordable, it's cheap, it's easy, and there's no harmful pollution put into the atmosphere. From what I've been told, what research I've been able to look at, you basically take water, H2O, two atoms of hydrogen for every atom of oxygen, and you process it to get rid of the oxygen. You suck the oxygen out of the water, leaving two atoms of hydrogen gas. Not only do you get pure oxygen for the medical community, hospitals, they use pure oxygen all the time. Doctors' offices, even people at home that have breathing COPD and other issues use oxygen tanks. Well, you've got your pure oxygen, and then you have your pure hydrogen. And if it can be stored properly contained and put into an engine that can use it and burn pure hydrogen, also electric power plants can generate electricity off of hydrogen. I think this is the new technology that's coming, and I would not put it past this president, Donald Trump, to be the president that gets it going. Elon Musk, as an advisor, and others that he's working with, his energy secretary, I think it's going to happen. And when that does, America will have abundance of power. Bring on AI. Bring on these data centers. Bring all this online and get rid of the old antiquated way of doing it. convert a lot of the current existing power plants to this new fuel, hydrogen, and we're off to the races. Manufacturing plants to any other technologies that they come up with, it's off and running, folks. We will lead the world in this technology, in AI. This is going to absolutely change the face of America and the world. I hope and pray my vision is accurate, but a lot of the research I've been looking at is trending that way. And all you got to do is get a couple of these companies, whether it's Honda, Toyota, Ford, GM. I think it could be Germans. I think Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volkswagen, they put their German engineers to this thing. They figure this out. Competition starts to take place. It's a game changer. We need competition, and we need to open up the electric grid here in the state of Michigan. We need the next governor in the state of Michigan and these elected officials to basically stop this monopoly. 90% of our electric grid controlled by DTE and consumers, it's got to stop. We need to open it up to all this technology and get going. And when it happens, man, this is going to be unbelievable. But in the meantime, we got to delay. We have to stall. We have to do whatever we can do. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is a process. And it's going to be something that we need to learn, that we need to know about, and be able to utilize. One of the other things that I've been following besides the budget is some of these bills, bipartisan bills. We're going to get into that with Ian Murphy as well. You see what he's heard about these particular bills and the direction the legislature is going in. Basically, folks, as of the process, this Saturday, August 30th, we're 1 month away from D-Day on the budget. September 30th at midnight, either you guys have a deal or you don't. Either fund it partially or shut it down. It's going to be an interesting discussion. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig on the other side. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention